Now it is 25 to 11. We're going to take a look at racing tomorrow, or tonight rather, at Canterbury. We're going to run through there, and also I'll do those scratchings first, then we'll look at racing tomorrow at Rose Hill. But Canterbury, first of all, the scratchings. Weather fine and a good four. Penetrometer 4.74. Now the runner's out 3 metres for the entire circuit there. Scratchings, race one is clear. Now race two, take out five, Fleeting Strike, number five. And also seven, Delacroix. So five and seven out of race two. The third event is clear. Race four, scratch one, Fat Chap, three, Bannatyne, and nine, Precocious, one, three, and nine. Race five is clear. The sixth, pull out 11, My Psychiatrist, 12, Vane Elaine, 15, Just Dylan, 11, 12, and 15. The seventh, put a line through 1 hour, Sita, 11, Oh So Adorable, and 15, Ralston. So that's 1, 11, and 15. The eighth event, pull out 2, Sonic Swish, 4, Choice Lager, 10, No Interest, and 15, I Can Rock. 2, 4, 10, and 15. Two riders in the 7th, 14, Kangaroo is Josh Parr on number 14 in the 7th. And race 8, 14, Relaxed, Jeff Penza. So we're Jeff Penza there. So Canterbury tonight, weather fine. Good 4, 4.74 the Penno. Around our 3 metres for the entire circumference. Now tomorrow we've got racing at Rose Hill. Paul Joyce joins us from RaceNet. Simon Anopoulos, Racing and Sports. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah. Good morning, Simon. It is a very good morning where I'm coming from, boys. It's 7:30 in the morning here in Hong Kong, and the sun is just coming up. Looking forward to the weekend.
Jeez, I'm pretty jealous of that, Paul. Did you play up in Long Kwai Fong last night, or take it easy?
No, I actually arrived early this morning, so I behaved myself. I'm here for the Hong Kong Sprint, 3 days, and then back home.
Not a bad hit and run mission, that's for sure.
What's the atmosphere like there, Paul? In Hong Kong, they love their racing, don't they?
Yeah, they do, Sean. I've been lucky. I've been to a few of these meetings, and look, the atmosphere at the races is great. Not like we're used to at home. There's no fanfare. They're just there to bet, and they love their betting. They love cheering the horses home in the straight, and they're on to the next race. There's not too much drinking or socialising. It's just business, and after the last, the place is empty within 5 minutes. But look, it's terrific, and I've gone through the form on the plane over last night. It is a terrific meeting. It is 10 races, some of the best horses in the world, and obviously the best horses in Hong Kong. So can't wait for that one, but we've got to get through Rose Hill first, and I'll be having a bit of a play there tomorrow for sure.
All right, well, we're going to start on race six. We'll look at the last four, race six. Now, we scratch number 10, Marmon. At this stage, Tam Fixed Odds, 4 Trafalgar, $6, 2 Multifaceted, 7. 3 Montauk is 8, number 8, Hunter Jack at 9. Then 9.50 for 1, The Rumour File, and 6, Shalmaneser. 13, Promass is 11, 14, My Psychiatrist, 13. Number 12, Lonely Orphan, 15, 7, Domestos, 17, Go Benny, 21, Vane Elaine, 21, Dream Folk, 26, and another Lager, $26. Any pace, or how do you think it'll run, Paul?
Yeah, probably a lack of pace, actually, Sean. Hunter Jack will go forward with another Lager, and they're the two on-pace runners. My Psychiatrist, if she jumps well, she could challenge them. But that's about it as far as speed goes. So only the three real on-pace runners. You know, it's 2,000, so it could get a little bit tactical if something else wants to make a move. But on paper, at least, I'd say the on-pace runners may have the edge.
Yeah, it looked a fairly tactical affair. I think another Lager might be going around in Canterbury tonight. I think Promax as well. So a few dual acceptors there tomorrow. But as Paul touched on, doesn't look a lot of speed. I think you've got to respect Hunter Jack on that alone. Look, I lean the way of Trafalgar here, guys. I've got him on top. My numbers are 4, 8, 1 and 12. I thought his two runs back this time in have been really good over shorter trips, and does appear set to peak racing third up on Saturday. Blake Shin looks a key booking, and he's also unbeaten third up. He's only lightly raced, and he was earmarked as an early sort of Queensland Derby horse, but had his prep cut short. On his best form, I think he is well placed, and I really liked his run behind his stablemate Hogman A last start. Just sort of got bored for room in the straight, and really found the line well when pulled to the outside. The time figures out of that race were strong. And third up to 2,000, he ticked a few boxes for me. Look, it's a tactical affair. Blake Chin hopefully can settle him up closer to the speed over 2,000 metres. And if he brings his best form, expect Trafalgar to be very hard to beat there on Saturday. In for second, Hunter Jack. Look, he's progressing nicely this time in and does appear set to peak racing fourth up. He was good behind when only narrowly beaten behind the Rumour File last start, and certainly looks to get the pace angle to suit for Nick Haywood. If he can control the race from out front, he's certainly going to be hard to get past Hunter Jack. In for third, the Rumour File. Look, he won a big odds last start, but the figures were good out of that race. And if he can repeat that level of performance, I expect him to be right around the mark. his record over the distance is very good. So got to respect the rumour file. And in for fourth, Lonely Orphan. Obviously drawn a touch awkwardly there on Saturday, but with Quinn Schofield aboard, she does rate well on a recent form. And happy to have her in the mix. But pretty keen on Trafalgar, numbers 4, 8, 1 and 12.
Now, I've gone 2, 8, 14 and 4, so a few of the numbers the same there. But I've got Multifacets on top, which Simon doesn't have in his numbers. Look, I thought it was an impressive win last start in a benchmark 78. He settled close enough to them. Yes, he got the inside split, but he was the one with the turn of foot and acceleration to make use of that split. He's now been at Rose Hill twice over the 2,000 metres for that victory. And the other time he raced over 2,000, he ran third in the Tullock Stakes behind Old North and Torgerson. So I think it's the right distance, right trip. He's in the same grade. He's actually back slightly in class this time. And he's come up with the ideal draw again in Barrier 2. So I've got him mapping fourth or fifth defence with the run of the race. And I just think his turn of foot will make the other backmarkers really struggle to get past him. That's why I've gone with Hunter Jack as the danger number 8, because he'll be on pace leading, dictating terms to suit himself. The 14, My Psychiatrist, she could be up there as well. This is her first time at this trip, but I'm convinced she'll run it, and she's just a little bit hot and cold, but if she puts it all together, she could give a big sight here. And I respect number 4, Trafalgar. If any of the backmarkers, or even if Blake Jink can get him close enough to them, he's obviously got the class to figure. So it's 2, 8, 14 and 4 for me in race 6.
Can either of you offer a reason why the rumour file won last start? I mean, he almost looked like he was disinterested in racing, didn't he, prior to that?
Yeah, I can tell you why he won, Sean, because I looked at backing him and I decided not to.
Nothing gives him strength like that.
I thought it was a race that was really open, and I thought, I'll go looking for a value runner. I went through all his replays and could not make a case to back him, and then he came and did that. So he's in the sin bin. He's not in my numbers.
He's off to Christmas cards, is he?
Yep, he sure is.
Now, race 7, the Tab Handicap, we pull out 5, Snoopy, 9, Sabrina, 10, Unequivocal, and 14, A Lot. Now, 4, Believe Yourself is $4.60. Number 8, Paint, $5, along with 11, Reincarnate. 3, High Midnight, and 12, Winetails at 7. 6, All Cerise, 7, Himalaya Dream, both 11. 1, Lunar Rise, 13. 2, 1, More Cedar, 17, along with 13, Eminent Duke. Gee, there's no real roughies in it, are there?
No, and the speed's a little bit up in the air. I think Believe Yourself will go forward for Gaywater House Adrian Fight. High Midnight likes to race on pace. Snoopy, the obvious leader's come out. So All Cerise, perhaps Handy, and Paint. He was ridden off pace last start, but it wouldn't surprise me if he goes back forward again. So I'd say there's just enough speed here to bring most of them into it.
Yeah, look, it's just an open race on paper. I'm happy to narrow it down to 2 leading chances. I was all over Reincarnate last weekend, and look, I got a solid on the weekend. My numbers are 11, 3, 12 and 8. It just was too bad to be true last start at Rose Hill. He was coming to the race with 28 days between runs, and he was slow away. I had him up outside the lead, if not leading, and he ended up back near last, and thought he found the line fairly well. Obviously, it was disappointing being 4.5 lengths, but he was a drifter on that occasion, and now backed up quickly and stepped up in trip. Stepped up in trip to 1400. Andrew Atkins claims bringing right into it. I'm hoping he can bounce out and roll forward here. As Paul touched on, with Snoopy coming out, I don't think there is a designated leader. Do expect the Believe Yourself to kick up, and hoping Andrew Atkins can follow across as Reincarnate. Look, his win at Canterbury 2 back sees him very well placed at the waist, and if he can return to that level of form, expect him to be bouncing back on Saturday and be very hard to beat. So got to stick solid. In for second, High Midnight. Look, I thought his run first up was really good, and he remains open to good improvement racing second up. From that draw, he looks to get a lovely run in transit. He can either sit outside the lead or just sit off. On his best form, he appears well placed, and always got to respect when Glenn Schofield teams up with the James Cummings stable. They've got a great record. He's got a great record racing second up. He's never missed the money in 3 attempts, and if he brings his best form, High Midnight should be right in the finish. So happy to play those 2. In for third, Winetails. Look, she hasn't won in over 700 days, but she's racing in good form this time in. She found the line well to finish third last start, and from that draw, expect her to get back, but do think she will be running on home into the finish. Whether she wins, I'm not too sure. I'll probably come back her at the price she is, given how long she's been between wins, but you got to respect her on her last start performance behind Snoopy. She's certainly going to be in the mix. And in for fourth, Paint. I thought his form this time in has been solid enough. He's drawn to get a better run in transit this time in, and I think you've got to have him right there on his recent form. But my number's 11, 3, 12 and 8.
Yeah, look, I've gone 3, 8, 4, 11. I've got High Midnight on top. His second up stats, obviously, 3 tries for 2 wins and 1 second. So he's never finished outside the top 2 second up. And as Simon just said before, he went terrifically first up. And he loves Rose Hill and he loves this distance. So he gets all the favours here, High Midnight. Number 8, Paint, I think he has been racing really well. He tends to find one better, but in saying that, he has finished in the money at 15 of his 21 starts, so he won't let you down. Number 4, Believe Yourself, she's the interesting runner for me, up from Ballarat, former overseas galloper, now with Waterhouse and Bott. So she's the query, goes into my quaddy. And the best of the rest here, I thought, was number 11, Reincarnate. I'll just add to what Simon did say there. Brent Abdallah said he got smashed coming out of the gates. Now, it wasn't obvious watching the race, but that's what Brenton said that happened to him at the start the other day, which is why he ended up out the back. So maybe that's a total forgive run. I'll go 3, 8, 4, 11.
Okay, we go to race 8. Now, here, at this stage, it's a full field. Tab fixed odds, 7 unbiased, 14 most exalted, $6. 11 Hogman A, 13 Kadinsky, both $7, 15 King Darcy 8, 2 Classic Uniform 9, 1 Gold Ambition and 5 Embley are 13, 4 Reneged at $15, then out to 21 or better.
Look, speed-wise here, there's a fair bit of it. Classic Uniform, I like to go forward, as Hogman A went forward and led last start, so if he presses on from the wide gate, that'll make a bit more pressure. And King Darcy's another one that can go a bit keenly and likes to race on speed. So we've got a big field and we've got plenty of on-pace runners. They should move along.
Yeah, I thought this is one of the better races of the afternoon. Looks a competitive race on paper. I'm keen to be with Most Exalted, number 14 here. My numbers are 14, 7, 11 and 1. Look, he's only won one from 13, but he has placed on a further 8 occasions and I loved his run first up behind Choice We Had. Just got a long way back on that occasion and really hit the line well up along the inside. The 200, I thought it was a chance of winning and just sort of peaked on his run late. Only beaten half a length on that occasion. I think he's clearly back in good order. Had been a horse that sort of wasn't as tractable in his races, but his two trials leading his first up run were really good. And I think he has made further improvement leading into this preparation. Second up, his stats are good, his place. And he's got a great record over this trip. Just from that inside draw, I'm hoping Brent Abdallah can settle him up a bit closer to the speed. But as Paul touched on, with the speed on up front, he certainly should get his chance to work home into the finish. On his best form, look, he's well placed at the weights. And if he improves further from his first up effort, expect him to be right around the mark. More than happy to bet up on him each way. And what is a tricky race, pretty confident with Most Exalted here. In for second, number 7, unbiased. Look, his two runs back this time in have been very good. And now looks set to peak racing third up. From that good draw for James Doyle, I expect to be right around the mark. He found the line well behind Hogman A last start and expect him to turn the tables this time around. Hogman A was too good, got him in for third, leading throughout last start, but I don't think he receives the same favours on Saturday. From that draw, he's probably going to have to do a bit of work early, and if they do press him, he might be vulnerable late, but do have to respect him on that last start win. And in for fourth, Gold Ambition from the Bjorn Baker stable. Probably really interesting runner. Sort of earmarked, he had plenty of form when, look, he's only beaten 1.5 lengths behind La Romaine as a 3-year-old. And he's obviously had his issues, but he was backed into 9-2 to beat Snoopy last start. So just on SP profiling, you've got to respect him here. Gets him well after the claim and should improve further racing second up. He's only won 1 of 14, but got to have him. Certainly got to keep him safe on Saturday. My numbers are 14, 7, 11 and 1.
I've got the same exacta, 14, 7, 4 and 13. I'm a big Most Exalted fan here. Loved his first up run. Obviously, he had to go a long way back from the outside gate and he zoomed home late with good sectionals. I was looking for him to step up to about 15 or 1600. He's done that. I wanted a bit of pace in the race. We've identified plenty and I wanted him to draw a good gate and he's come up perfectly drawn in barrier two. So everything I could have asked for has happened. All he's got to do is now come out and win for me. So number 14, Most Exalted profiles as the best bet of the day. Danger is definitely the 7, unbiased. Had excuses last start. Very good run behind Hogman A. He'll put himself into a winning spot. The 4, Reneged, I've got him as my roughie. Last preparation up in Queensland, he was running in some decent group races and he wasn't far off. His first up run this prep put the pen through that at the Eagle Farm 1200. A lot of horses didn't fire that day, and he's had a little freshen up coming into this. On his best form, he could figure here at big, big odds. And number 13, Kandinsky, he just maps to probably sit just behind this solid speed and getting at the 1500 first crack at the distance. Don't be surprised if he runs a cheeky race as well. But I'm backing the 14 straight out, 14, 7, 4 and 13.
All right, race 9 we go to now, and the tab.com.au sprint, and 6, Sugar Bay Leonard is scratched. Now, number 15, Static Lift, $4.60. 8, Noble Joey is $6. 11, What Could Be, 8. 7, Hand From Above, 9. Number 14, The Little Racketeer, 11. 1, Open Book and 10, Sonic Swish, both 13. Two Regines, 15. Then out to 9 Quantrill, 16 Pick Me Up, 17. Then 21 or better.
All right, the lucky last. We've got a big field, Sean. We've got good speed. Open book will drive through off that inside gate. But we'll have the likes of Noble Joey making him do some work. And Quantrill drawn right out. So he'll probably have to rush forward. Beijins won't be far away. And Old Iserich likes to put himself in the race too. So a couple of these horses drawn right off the track like to put themselves in the race. So that should mean the pressure's on.
Yeah, look, great race to Ryan out the day. I was pretty keen on Static Lift, but he goes round at Canterbury tonight. So, you know, you can put a pen through him on Saturday. I'll lean the way of Noble Joey here. My numbers are 8, 16, 7 and 1. Look, I thought his first up performance was really good there. He's sort of earmarked as a wet tracker, but the way he finished, I thought he stuck on well behind Upscar. And what looks a strong form race moving forward, it suggests he's certainly tractable on firm surfaces. He's got a good improvement racing second up. He's placed in 8 of 12, and from that inside draw, he can kick up and hopefully hold the lead. There does look a bit of pressure, but I think with that run under his belt now, he certainly should strip fitter for the Robert Price stable, and he's never missed the money over this trip, and he's certainly more than capable. So happy to be with Noble Joe in the last. I think he's a good winning chance. In for second, number 16, Pick Me Up. I think he can lock away around 20 to 1 about its chances on Saturday, I think, after deductions obviously come in. But look, I think he's a great each-way chance. His first-up performance at Canterbury was really good there behind CLN, and he's also opened a good improvement racing second up. He's only lightly raced for a five-year-old from the Tin Martin stable. He's placing 4 of 9 attempts, and just on his last start effort, he raced well, and I thought he was certainly a good chance of featuring in the finish. From that inside draw, he shouldn't be too far away, and got to have him in the mix. In for third, number 7, Hand From Above. Look, big watch here. Admittedly, he is better over further, but with Blake Shin back aboard, he's placing both attempts. I've got a big watch on him. From that awkward draw, he's likely to get back. And if they do put the speed on up front, watch for him finishing home strongly late. So big watch on Hand From Above. And in for fourth, the top weight, number 1, Open Book. I thought his first up performance was good behind Regine. He was only narrowly beaten on that occasion. And with further improvement racing second up, he's certainly going to be around the mark. Brendan Abdullah, a key booking there. From that inside draw, he should be able to hold a position. So he's got to be in the nick. But looks a good competitive race. I'm happy to be with Noble Joey. Numbers 8, 16, 7 and 1.
Yeah, look, I've gone 14, 7, 1 and 11. I'm sticking with the little racketeer. I was keen on her last week and they scratched her due to a wide gate. Again, she hasn't drawn well, but there is good speed in the race. And I think that should give Christian Reith an opportunity to slot in behind them and let them do the work and finish over the top of them. She showed a great turn of foot to win the Tab Highway last start. That was first up here at 1,100. She carried 59 kilos there. She got held up into the straight. She's now won 3 of her last 4 starts, and she's from the astute Matt Dale stable, who's a stable I like to put my money on. I thought the danger was the 7 Hand From Above, just going off his 2 trials. He's trialled very well under no pressure, and the booking of Blake Shin, as Simon just pointed out, a really important one, and he does have terrific first-up stats. He's never finished outside the top 2 previously. The 1 Open Book, he's got all the things in his favour. He needs an inside draw, he gets that. He needs a good track, he's got that. And he's coming back to the right grade in a 78, and he carries the weight. So make sure you put Open Book into your quaddie. And number 11, What Could Be. This horse has finished in the Quinella at 7 of 10 career starts. Bolted in first up. Alan Scores pranked up at Newcastle. Again, an astute trainer when bringing them to town. 14, 7, 1 and 11 in the last.
All right, now what are your best bets there? Simon, yours first of all, what do you like?
Yeah, pretty keen on Most Exalted Race. I don't know, it's an open race, but I think following his first up effort from that inside draw, plenty to like and happy to bet up each way. So race 8, number 14, Most Exalted.
What about you, Paul?
Well, just sing the same tune, Sean. Mm. Race 8, number 14, Most Exalted. I'll differ a little bit because I'll just back it straight out. No each way for me. I'm over here to gamble. I've been bit by this Hong Kong local gambling bargain. I don't think they'll be betting. Actually, they bet Quinella's over here, don't they? But I'll be betting straight out on Most Exalted on tomorrow.
All right. Now, in the first there tomorrow, Chauffeur, Gerald Ryan texted me this morning, said, this stage, the horse will run. He's going to run him the Schnitzel Colt there. It's an interesting time for a lot of them, isn't it? Trying to just chalk up prize money, looking towards Magic Millions and things like that.
Yeah, well, Chauffeur is a Magic Millions, isn't it? I think it was a $1.4 million.
Yeah, 1.6, yeah.
1.6, yeah, that's it. And I think the prize money might be about 1.2 or 1.4 first. So it'll be a long way to get the money back, but obviously his residual value there would skyrocket being a Colt by Schnitzel out of Mirror Mirror. So extremely well-bred horse. You know, great way to start the program. The punters are out there looking at him, seeing what he does, and obviously if he comes out and wins well, he's into the Magic Millions contention.
And Paul, what have you heard over there? Re Takedown and Rebel Dane. The barrier draws have come out 8 and 6. They've drawn respectively.
Yeah, look, they've both drawn well. I think Takedown matched really well from barrier 6 because he's a horse that we've seen a lot of him in Australia. He just likes to lob outside the leader. He likes to wear the leader down and then hope that the back markers don't get over top of them. There looks a fair bit of pace in the race, so that'll suit him. But it'll also suit Rebel Dane because he likes to tuck in behind and save up for that one sprint. Probably one thing I noticed on the form coming over, I think if we get a genuine good track, which is what we should get if the weather forecast is right, that would definitely suit Takedown better. He seems to have more consistent form on top of the ground than Rebel Dane, whose best performance has probably come when the thing's just out of it. So maybe keep an eye on the track condition. I think barrier-wise, they're both looking really good.
And both have settled in well. Speaking with Gary Moore and Gary during the week, they're both delighted with them.
Yeah, they seem to have settled in, don't they? And, I mean, travelling horses to Hong Kong now is a fairly regular thing, and obviously Gary Moore's been here before, so it's not unusual to him. And actually, I remember coming 5 or 6 years ago, Sean, and Gary Portelli was up in the restaurant just enjoying the day out. So he could have only dreamed of having a runner 5 or 6 years ago, and here he is now competing on the day. So, yeah, he's obviously, you know, would be very proud of what he's achieved in the past few years.
And the other news this morning too, Ossietra, the daughter of Black Caviar, had a jump out at Flemington and did everything right, jumped, hit the ground, showed pace. So that'd be encouraging for all concerned. They live in hope.
Yeah, I've been following her with some interest. Obviously, I haven't seen that jump out, but I did catch the news first thing when I logged on a computer here, Sean, that she won that jump out. So it's all happening back there in Australia and all happening over here. It's a great time of year.
All right. Well, Paul, enjoy the few days there. You'll have a good time.
Oh, we'll have a good time, Sean. Unfortunately, you're not here with me because I think you and I and Lankwai Fong will do a bit of damage on Sunday night after the races, but we'll do that another time.
I think the phrase riding one and leading one would be used.
Yeah, I think that would definitely be used, Sean. And actually, I'm probably glad you're not here because I'll feel a lot better coming home from the fight on Monday.
All right, good on you, Paul. Have a good one, Simon. Have a top weekend. I hope you find a few winners as well.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. All the best. All right.
Good on you, Simon. Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports and Paul Joyce from RaceNet there.